to their lots. The covenants state that the lots in Oakmont shall be for residential use only and state that no residential property will be used for any commercial purpose. There seems to be a debate as to whether nightly rentals are considered commercial property, but it isn't clear that the intention of the restrictive covenant is to ensure the residential use of lots in Oakmont in the Oakmont community. The Oakmont Board of Directors agree with that concern and the sentiment of the community members and are formally taking a position opposing the nightly rentals in the Oakmont community. Residents of an established residential subdivision within Oakmont are to abide by these recorded covenants that I spoke of before, so they should also have a reasonable expectation that the Planning and Zoning Commission will make decisions that do not override the intent of these covenants. Nightly rentals are not single-family residential use. These operations are no different than a hotel business where different unknown and sometimes related persons, people can be in the rental multiple times a week. In some cases, numerous families can be in a rental at one time. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of residential property in the Oakmont community. The Board of Directors of the Oakmont Community Improvement Association believe it's the responsibility of the Planning and Zoning Commission to be very cautious and not allow a commercial property or nightly rental to be integrated into a residential neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any others? I think that's it. You want to come back up? Questions for the applicant? Or do you have any responses to feedback from the community?
No responses. I just open the questions, yeah.
Okay. Questions or comments for the applicant?
This isn't so much for him, or it is just I'm on that road a lot, and it is highly traveled. It is really a busy road, and it can be dangerous at certain times of the day, especially.
Four 4,000 cars a day, average daily traffic.
Is that right?
Yep. Are there questions, comments? Comments, feedback. There is quite a bit of traffic, so and with the position of that home, you know, even though there's a lot of traffic, the pulling in and out of that driveway would be considered a safety issue, and then also for the adjacent neighbors directly across the street as far as the compatibility with adjacent uses, as far as noise and other external impacts. Do you have a design? Have you picked a manager to manage the property?
It would be self-managed, but we live in Springfield, so, I mean, we're not down the street, but we're, you know, drivable.
Okay.
But we would manage it ourselves.
Okay.
Of course, the management company is required to be in Taney or an adjoining county. So somebody that's within a surrounding county,
okay,
there's numerous people or entities that can do that.
So we, okay, so we if approved,
have somebody
have to, okay,
is, can get there 24/7 that's within an adjoining or Taney County.
Okay.
That's one of the requirements. Not to say you couldn't manage, but you'd have to have somebody available that's
to come,
listed.
Yeah, to come on call.
Right.
Yeah.
Discussion amongst ourselves or what you're thinking?
We heard the opposition. That Oakmont was not restricted against by the rules for subdivision. And this happens to be part of Oakmont, so I would be on the grounds that's not compatible with the surrounding areas. Traffic generation, safety issue. So I would make a motion to deny all those.
I agree. I think it's very incompatible. I would second that motion.
So we've got a motion and a second. Scott, do you feel comfortable with what
so
you
not,
heard?
Well, I wrote down part of what Doug said, but some of your comments, I said the position of the drives on Devil's Pool, where their position would be, could be a safety hazard for the nightly rental occupants, not knowing the area, or the amount of traffic from Devon on Devil's Pool, just not knowing how busy Devil's Pool is. That's the gist I was getting from you and your comments, that the safety of the driveway is not non-compatibility of that within the R1. In this location.
Okay, so
with surrounding properties was your wording.
Yeah. So we've got a motion and a second to deny the application. So all those in favor of denying the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
7-1. Okay.
Now, there is an appeals process that you can go through, and Scott's office can help
okay.
with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're at the final one. Proposed nightly rental use for 209 Stony Point Drive.
So your applicant, Vicki Beauchesne, represented by Adam Martin, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit to continue the nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 209 Stony Point Drive. Single-family home is a five-bedroom home. It is located on Lot 9 of Fieldstone Bluffs Phase 1. Single-family home was built in 2010. A property served by Branson Creek for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. And as I indicated, this currently has a special use permit for nightly rental. This one would be to a new owner. So again, our standard Staff recommendations based on the five-bedroom home, occupancy would be 12. With occupancy of 12, you need 6 parking spaces. So home's location on Stony Point. Just zooming in on the parcel. Some photos. I've got the applicant's parcel highlighted. It was one of the approved ones, but here's the ones that have been previously approved. Again, this one is highlighted, but there's a couple that were denied. Just to give you the history of the single family home approval denial in that area. That, I'd turn it over to the current owner and representative.
Thank you very much. My name is Adam Martin. This is the current owner of the house, Matt Martin. I'm representing Vicki, who is out of Arizona, and we are wanting to continue the use of 209 Stony Point as a current nightly rental. Both Matt and I were here in October when it got approved last October, and to my knowledge, there was 2 more approvals prior to before Matt purchased it. Since October, we have had no issue with any neighbor to our knowledge. There has been no report to the county for anything that has been an issue at all with the current property. We've had quite a few guests come through there, 24 five-star reviews, and want to continue to manage it for Vicki, the new owner. So nothing's changing other than the ownership, and would like to do that. Scott, I did have a question. You did say that I'll say this for question and answers later. I believe one of the ones that you said were denied, was that on Greystone? Was that 191 Greystone that did get? Just out of curiosity.
No, there was a couple on Stony Point.
That's on Stony Point?
One, okay. Right on the corner. Yeah, those were the only 2 denials. They were both on Stony Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our goal is to continue to manage it and run a good nightly rental and make sure we're responsive to any concerns or issues with the neighborhood. That really is truly our heartbeat and our goal.
And just for the committee's knowledge, I live local. We moved here. We went through this last year. I just moved here in October. So though I'm the owner and, Adam is obviously we're related, and so we've done this as kind of a joint venture. Like I'm not live here. I'm on the property regularly, to kind of learn the business. It's, kind of was our first introduction into Branson of moving here, looking for an investment property, and we've been doing that now. And working with Adam for the past, 14 months, actually renting it for roughly 12 months. So.
So you live in Branson?
Yes, sir. Live in Taney County, north side of Taney County, yes, sir.
Well, let's see. Do we have anybody signed up to speak for the application? Opposed to the application? And do you all have a specific order you want to go in, or?
I'll try to stay awake through this. Sorry about that, guys. I'm Doug Held. I live at 135 North Tuscany Lane. This is the 4th time that I've come before this board to oppose an application for nightly rental. We continue with what few we have left to have problems. They drive too fast. They don't observe our pool rules. They bring their pets. They don't clean up after them. They don't clean up their trash. Now, that's not all of them, but certainly a lot of them are that way. And oftentimes, the owner or manager is not available, or we don't know who the owner or manager is. They don't come to my house and say, this is who you call if you have a problem. On the three previous occasions that I addressed this board, the board voted to deny the